What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. Conversation with Harry Sidebottom tonight. His new book, Those Who Are About to Die Salute You. It is the story of the gladiators told from the day in the life of, beginning with the last meal, the fine meal, the free meal they eat the night before. Fed very good food, speculates Harry, although there are no details in the sources. Ordinarily, the gladiators, this is from a period of maybe the 4th or 5th century BCE to the 4th century AD, chiefly associated with Rome, but they borrowed it from native peoples. They didn't originate it. The gladiators would eat a meal the night before that was excellent, but ordinarily they were fed, I learned from Harry, ordinary food, a lot of carbohydrates, puffed them up. They were chubby. They wanted to be chubby. It buffered them from sword cuts, and also they bled more profusely, which was good for the theatrical nature of the gladiators' conduct. They wanted to see, they wanted to appear that they'd really fought hard, and even if they'd lost, they deserved to live on. What were the chances of living? They maybe fought twice a year, and one out of eight would not make it through. At this last meal the night before, I learned from Harry Sidebottom, they were watched by Roman citizens who were going to attend the games or the fights the next day, watched from the rafters around the top of the room as they ate. Why? Well, it was considered glamorous and hip to be associated with gladiators, though they were the lowest of the low. Mostly they were slaves or POWs. A few were free men who volunteered in because they thought they could survive and win prize money. They were paid poorly, and the control agent, that would be in Gladiator, Peter Ustinov played the Locasa, the control agent. They would take a share, and the gladiators would get some of it. Back to this last meal. They drank good wine, they ate. Why did people watch them? Harry speculates for betting. He has no evidence that there was gambling, but of course everybody gambles. And Harry said he grew up with horses. His father was a trainer. So gambling is in his blood, and he believes it was in the gladiators' blood and the people who watched them. And they would pick out someone who was calmly preparing his affairs just in case there was bad luck the next morning, as opposed to people who were drinking too heavily or sitting morosely. You would bet on the one that appeared calm. A lot of other details about the gladiators. The games were arranged in four parts. So the procession in the morning in Rome, or the satellite cities that held gladiator contests. They were very expensive. Procession in the morning through the town, through the arena, gathering the crowd, which was heavy, always heavy, in the Colosseum, which was built under the Flavian emperors after Nero's death by Vespasian, his son Titus, and his second son Domitian. That's the Colosseum. It wasn't called the Colosseum until the Middle Ages. They called it the Flavian Theater. The Flavian Arena, the arena. You march through the town, you gather the crowds, everybody's very excited. In the morning, the gladiators versus the beasts, lions and tigers and bears and alligators, all beasts trained to attack. At noontime, people take a break, have some lunch, and that was the executions of condemned prisoners, always a specialty. In many ways, the crucifixion, of course, and other ways to die. Then comes the big feature of the day, the gladiators fighting each other in pairs. And after that's done and they have a winner and the bets are collected, everybody goes home happy. Well, the gladiators relax. They come and take away the bodies if there are any. They clean the armor and pass it on if there is somebody to pass it on. A day in the life of. There are a lot of other details. I just want you to hear this tonight the second part tomorrow night about the day in the arena. Gladiators had a lot of respect, and the ones who won their freedom, they were often stayed in the business because it was good to collect that percentage of the younger men fighting. There was also money in gathering beasts up. They used so many beasts, Harry reports, that they actually depopulated some of the lions and tigers and bears from North Africa. That's where they got them from. There's some sad stories. Harry and I tell one particular story about elephants in the arena. Is that tonight? I think it's tonight, yes. It's very sad. I don't want to repeat it here. Also on the show tonight, there's conversation about Latin America. Evan Ellis, my colleague, is in Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay, where they're expecting a very harsh El Nino. They will be in drought while we're heavy rains here in North America is the expectation. This is a super El Nino. Montevideo knows about it. I don't know that New England does. I keep telling people. When the Pacific, especially the Eastern Pacific, gets very warm, and it is now, that creates the conditions of severe drought and severe precipitation. Heavy winter we're expecting here in New England. Perhaps. We'll see. It's not a forecast. It's science about El Nino that comes every few years, 3 years, 7 years. And the warmer the Pacific, the more turmoil in the atmosphere. What else tonight? Yes, a conversation, of course, about Russia and the attack on the Wildberries. That's their Amazon warehouses by Ukraine. Ukraine losing affection in the EU. The AfD's against it, and the AfD's about to win several contests in the East and become a power center in all of Europe. We can expect the French National Rally to be against Ukraine. I asked about London. Anatole, my informant, is visiting home, and he said that they don't have any money to build the defense that Starmer promised. They just don't have it. So it's not clear there's a solution. Right now, England talks tough, but it can't buy rum. There's much more to the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed, especially the first part of The Gladiators, A Day in the Life Of, written by Harry Sidebottom, who also writes fiction. I'm sure he has a number of fiction characters who are gladiators. I'm going to seek his fiction out and enjoy. You too. Thank you for listening. Good night.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.